Welcome, friends, to the Homegirls Podcast. This is the place to be if you've got questions about buying and selling in today's real estate market. My name is Vicki Molitaire. I'm a top producing mortgage loan originator, and my co-host is Beth Hobart.
Hi, friends.
Beth is a top-selling, award-winning Central Florida realtor. Together, we have over 50 years of combined experience helping clients achieve their goals of homeownership in any market. Our mission, to help you find your way home. Let's get started. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Vicki. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What you been doing this weekend?
Oh, you know, I went to an art event this weekend over at the Minnello Museum, which I love art events, whether it's at the Minnello or at Orlando Museum of Art. They always put on the best events. And this one was, it was called an Evening with Fabulous Friends. And it was, the artist was Barbara Sorensen. So they always have a featured artist each year. And she is Orlando's most distinctive sculptor is what they call her, because she sculpts these big, they look like butterflies, and they're beautiful in all different colors. And there are these large, large pieces of art made out of, I don't know if it's aluminum or metal or how she puts it together, but they're really interesting and they were beautiful. And they had them, if you've ever been to the Minnello, this is what inspired me to weld. They have these big sculptures on the lawn, like right, basically there's a lake right there.
Yes. Yep.
So it's lakeside and you have all these beautiful art sculptures. So what they did with her sculptures is they had them like on posts in the ground. So they just were almost looking like they were taking flight, you know, and.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And then when it started to go into sunset and the lights went down, they had, upward lighting. So it looked really beautiful. And the whole event was just fantastic. So if you've never been, they have it usually around this time every year. And so I would highly recommend you check out An Evening with Fabulous Friends at the Minnello next year. I'm not sure who that featured artist will be, but I'm sure they'll announce it at some point before the event.
That sounds like a great night, especially with the weather.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. I checked the weather and I was like, please don't be hot. Please don't be hot. And then I was like, oh, it's really cold. So I ended up like wearing like an A-line skirt with like this long sleeve top that kind of worked with it. And then I had like this furry vest thing going on that kind of brought it all together. So, and I was like, ooh, I'm nice and warm. And other people were freezing and they were wearing these little dresses.
Gosh.
And I was like, ooh, I would be so uncomfortable. And I mean, it was a little better in the tent, like where you're having dinner. But at first it was windy and
it's so hard for us Florida girls when we have like a fancy night out and it's a chilly one, because we're like, wait a minute, I don't have anything. I've got boots and jeans
luckily,
when it gets cold in my vest.
I know. Luckily I had some things that I could pull together and it worked,
but
you know what? I'll take the cold over the heat any day. Cause you know, all the ladies that are listening, once that humidity kicks in, you look like a mess. At least I do. My hair just gets like cotton candy. And last night my hair was great because it was nice and cool.
Cotton candy.
It was great.
Yeah, we turn into Cinderella when it gets too humid. We have to run home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. So what did you do?
We are still in limbo with some home projects. So that's always the focus for us on the weekend right now. We did not do anything nearly as exciting as you. I did take advantage of this beautiful weather. I live out in Seminole County and we have so many trailheads. So we try to at least every weekend hit a trailhead with the dog, go for a nice walk. And we were out off of Curryville Road, which is just a beautiful one. There's a lot of history out there too. So
nice.
That was nice. And I did go mattress shopping. I know our listeners have struggled.
So exciting.
I had to listen to our toilet shopping story, but we did also go mattress shopping, which I want you guys all to know is equally disturbing because to buy a mattress, you have to probably, you know, I first was like, I'm not going to lay on a mattress in a mattress store. It's not going
to
happen. And my husband's like, yeah, he was like, Vic, you have to, you've got to. And I'm like, it's embarrassing. So I actually went in with a blueberry bliss smoothie thinking that they wouldn't let me lay on the mattresses. You know, I'm like, I can't, I got this smoothie. You're going to have to do it. And instead I did. I finally gave in by the end of the time. I had a pillow and I was there. So, but so the Molitors now have a new mattress and we have, we ended the day on the porch with some old fashions and it was a beautiful sunset. So it was nice.
See, so all in all, it was a good day.
It was a good day.
And you have a new mattress, which that's exciting because I take sleep very seriously these days.
Yes.
So there's that.
Our listeners are, if you're renting or buying a home and need to put your head down at night, someday you're going to have to buy a mattress too.
It's true. Well, and we want to say that going into this episode, it may not be something, our topic today may not be something that it might not pertain to you right now, but there is somebody in your life that could use this information. And it's important information. If you have parents, grandparents, disabled, somebody disabled in your life too. So Vicki, why don't you roll this out? Because actually Jim and I utilized this opportunity and I'm happy to share our experience with our listeners as well.
And I appreciate your willingness to share. So yeah, what we're talking about today, it's actually a product that I offer. It's called the Family Opportunity Loan. And it's important to please share this information because people don't know this exists. So it's a program that's designed for us to be able to buy homes for our aging parents and to be able to buy homes for disabled adult children. And you might be thinking, I don't have aging parents, you know, I don't have a disabled child, but you probably know someone that this information is really important to share with. So please do. And we're just going to give you, we're going to use Beth as an example because let's talk first. Like we all have aging parents and you and I are no exception to that.
Right.
So, and what do you do? When parents start aging, they need more help. They need more time with us, more FaceTime. And, a lot of you call us and you're like, well, I'm going to move mom and dad closer to me.
You're exactly right. Jim's dad passed and we wanted his mom to be closer to us. And they lived in Newport Richey, which is like almost 3 hours away. So we wanted her to be downtown. She actually had some friends that lived downtown too. So we had a very specific area by us and by some of her friends because she doesn't drive. So it had to be walkable, you know, to shopping centers, you know, in case we couldn't take her or a friend couldn't take her. So there were a lot of variables involved, but you were able to help us and we did not know about this loan. So tell everybody about the loan and how it works.
Yeah. So this is a little different. So usually when people are interested in helping their parents or you need to get them closer, that they will ask about second homes and investment properties or rentals. And those are not ideal for us as, you know, kids trying to buy a home or help our parents buy a home. A second home is meant to be a vacation home and there's some distance requirements. So you can't just live in Orlando, buy another house in Orlando and say, but it's my second home. It's for my parents. That doesn't work. Typically, it needs to be 50 to 100 miles away. And, you know, that defeats the purpose. So investment property loan sounds like something you would do instead, but investment property loans come with big down payments, higher interest rates. Sometimes you have to pay points. So that's not ideal either. So the Family Opportunity Loan allowed you and Jim to buy another primary residence as long as it was for one of your parents.
Right. So we took advantage of that primary mortgage rate. We didn't have to put down 20%.
No.
And that really, you know, that helps.
Yeah. I mean, on this program, you can put as little as 5% down. And what people don't understand is your parents don't even have to be involved. It's the honor system. We make you write a letter saying we're buying this home, you know, for our parent to live in. And we do expect them to move in within 60 days. So that's important too, but it's the honor system. You write a letter. They don't have to be on the deed. They don't have to qualify. We did your loan just in you know, Jim and Beth's name. But Jim's mom lives in that house. And we can do these loans with as little as 5% down. You do get that low primary residence interest rate that Beth talked about. And there you can put your parents on title with you if you want to. I would definitely suggest you consult an estate attorney before you do that. And the parents can even give a gift to help with the down payment.
Yeah. See, that's wonderful. And I don't think a lot of people know about that. I've put people in touch with you with that opportunity that they didn't even know existed. So that's huge.
Yeah. And it can be a condo or a townhouse or a single family. It can be in your neighborhood if it needs to be. You know, just like you said, it was important to have her close to you guys. So we looked for homes that were within a few miles of you guys.
Yeah. And we found one that's literally 5 minutes down the road from us and walking distance to her very close friends and close to a shopping center. So everything is right there and she's happy as can be. Half the time I'll be like, hey, can we stop by or do you want to come over? And she's like, oh no, I'm going out for brunch or I'm going to go do this or that. I'm like, Well, that's awesome. Okay. Go have fun.
I love that. I love that. That worked out really great for her.
It did. Yeah, so it means she's happy.
It means low down payment for you guys. You know, it's in your name if something happens to her already, you know, God forbid. And there's just no requirement for you or Jim to live there. Again, it's just that letter that says, you know, she's moving in. And right. as long as she does within 60 days, there's no distance requirements. It can be in the same neighborhood. So, and again, it's not just for aging parents. It's also for disabled adult children. So I work with some attorneys here locally that, you know, provide estate planning for adult children. This is a product we use a lot.
So you said, so as far as distance, like what if it's 20 miles away, 50 miles away, like if it's still, a relative, or disabled adult. So there's no restrictions with what that distance is?
It just has to make sense. Yep. It just has to make sense. You're writing a letter. So I had one, I'm glad you asked that question. I had one where, I helped a previous client move a parent from out of state to Central Florida, but there were multiple siblings in Central Florida and they're spread out between Orlando and Tampa. So we actually moved the parents to Lakeland. And so they're kind of in between. And there's a relative in Lakeland, but you know, there's the family spread out. We're in Orlando, but it made sense. They were buying it for mom and dad to move into. That one took a little bit extra explanation, but yes, we can make it happen. As long as you're living, you know, within commuting distance to that parent and the goal is, you know, to get them closer, then you absolutely can help.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. What an opportunity.
Yeah, we wanted to get the word out. I mean, I was so glad that you and Jim were willing to share your experience. I mean, basically, we just got you approved for a primary residence. Your loan application said primary residence, and we just added the letter of explanation that we're using this special program. And it was smooth sailing and business as usual otherwise.
Now, you can't, I remember we actually moved my mother-in-law here on the east side of town, because initially my nephew was going to be staying with her, but then COVID happened. And then a lot of the circumstances changed, right? Like as it did for everybody. And so she was on the east side of town initially, and because things had changed and she didn't need to be close to Valencia for my nephew and all that changed, we were like, okay, well then she needs to come to downtown. So then we moved her from downtown. So it would be great if you could, you know, if we could have held on to that property and rented it out. But Vicky, there are rules, aren't there?
There are. And so basically what happened with you guys is you moved her closer and then you had to move her closer yet again. And so you can't have two of these for your mom because the other one would have been a rental, right? She was vacating it, moving into the new one. So we sold that one first and then we did another one for her.
Right. So exactly. Yeah. So you can't keep it, in case you were wondering, listeners out there, you can't, you know, if you're moving them again, you cannot keep that property. You have to sell it, but then you could use that money obviously for the new one. But yes, it can't turn into a rental during that time.
Right. But if mom and dad,
it
could in the future. I was just going to add that. So if I bought a house for my mom, and she lived in it for a few years and then, you know, she passed away, then I could turn it into a rental at that point in time. It's just like we all buy a primary residence with the intent of living there for at least a year, but often, you know, job transfers occur, family size grows, and you move out faster than expected. So we just have to have the intention. Mom or dad, or your adult child does have to move in within 60 days. You definitely have to have the intent of them living there at least a year, but we understand that life changes. So it can be. The reason you had to sell yours first is you were actually moving her to another location. We wanted to use, you can only use one of these at a time. So
what if you had divorced parents and the one parent you wanted to buy a house for and the other parent you wanted to buy the house for? Can you do that if they are two, you know, still related?
Right.
But two houses.
I think we could, with proper documentation and explanation. Yes, I absolutely think we could. And we've also had multiple siblings want to buy together, and that's fine too. So let's say my brother and I together wanted to buy a house for my mom instead of myself and my spouse. We could make that work too and call it a primary residence.
Okay. That's excellent.
Yeah. So save money on down payment, interest rate. Mom and dad don't have to get involved at all. They can be involved as much as you want them to be. They are allowed to give a gift if you need help with down payment. They can be on title if you want them to, but I would definitely suggest you talk to an estate attorney about that. just for future planning.
Well, this is all great information. We're going to pause for a word from our sponsor and then we'll come right back.
This episode is sponsored by Legacy Life Project, creating personal biographies of elderly relatives in high definition video so that future generations will be able to see and hear them tell their life stories in their own words. Create a lasting legacy for your family before it's too late. Visit legacylifeproject.com for details and to schedule a personal biography video interview.
And we're back on the Homegirls podcast. So Vicki already shared some really great tips on if you have aging parents or a disabled child or know somebody who does have aging parents or a disabled child. There's a special mortgage that they can get in order to help them purchase that property. And now, Vicki, you are the knower of all things mortgage. Tell us some more tips that you can share for our listeners that might save them some money, because that's never a bad thing.
Yeah, this time of year has us all thinking, you know, the month of February is usually the deadline for homestead. So hopefully everyone got that done. But there are other ways to save on your mortgage. And everyone thinks I'm about to talk about refinances, but I'm not. I don't know if the rates are coming down. Many of you don't want to refinance and pay the closing costs over. So I encourage everyone out there to get an annual mortgage review, because there are definitely ways to save money without refinancing. Some of those ways, you should take a look at your insurance annually to see. I know most of us are dealing with the rising cost of insurance, but sometimes home improvements you've done throughout the year need to be shared with the insurance company. Gosh, even installing an alarm system can result in a lower annual premium. So checking on your insurance, check your tax bill every year. Some of you will have forgotten to file for homestead. You can still get that done. Some of you who sold a house and bought another, you never contacted the county about your portability, which is another tax break you can get. And you can still go back to the county and discuss that. Portability is basically taking tax credits from the house you owned previously and transferring them to the new house. So if you need help on that, you can reach out to Beth and I. Waiving PMI is another way to save money on your mortgage. Usually after you've paid on time for 2 years, especially if you have 25% or more equity, which many people do, you might be able to get the ball rolling to waive your PMI. And that's another saving. So there are ways to save on your mortgage without refinancing. So everyone should be doing an annual mortgage review. Even if you didn't close with me, if you want to reach out, we can help get you on the schedule and go over some of those potential savings. Beth and I are always here to give back. So more than happy to schedule time with people to go over their mortgage statement, go over their escrow account, and offer some suggestions.
All good information, Vicki. Thank you so much. We're so lucky to have you here to give us all this advice.
My pleasure. Well, that's all for today, friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your downloads and for following us. Thank you for your questions. And please keep those coming. We drop a new episode every Tuesday, and we can't wait to have you back next week. Have a great day.